Shalom, everyone. Today is Sabbath, October 22nd, 2005. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic. Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words, continuously, Religious Groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom, welcome to the mission and our room. Let us close our eyes and imagine that we have never been born to a family. We have never been taught we belong to any nation. We are not born yet into this world, and none of the ego identification has been given to us. We are still in a state of being born to this world, and at the time of the conception and beyond, where did we belong? What religion did we have? Who were our parents, our father, our country, our nation, our race, gender? Then we can see how being born and having ego identify itself with so many things that keep us away from realizing the essence that we are. If we can shed all those ego identification and return to the essence that we were, we can shatter all the ego that keeps us from realizing who we really are. Who we really are, we are the essence and one with God. Anything else that we identify with or we think that is who we are is created by our ego and therefore is in our way. This is the meditation that most humanity is afraid to even think about it and even practice it. They lose their identity. The thing that they relate to the ego, and losing that is to them, or their ego is equal by losing themselves. But in reality, by losing the ego, they found themselves, that they are the essence of God, that they are the child of God, that everyone is the essence of God and the child of God, and therefore escape of this predicament that humanity has put himself in is communities of light, where every individual look at other individual as his brothers and sisters, as the essence of God, with no ego identification, and therefore they become one. That is when we can shatter the separation that exists in human lives and on earth, and we can free ourselves from all the bondages that we have put on ourselves with our ego identification. Then we recognize that that is the first step, as hard as it looks and is. It is the first step in the spiritual progress and realization, and therefore the next step is to follow eternal divine path. Now let us find those who also can disassociate themselves with the ego identifications, and they can come together and see our essence as a free one with God, and therefore we can become one together and create an environment that called the communities of light. If there is any ego identification, if there is a separation because of those identification between us, that is not a communities of light. That is the same as any other community that we have on earth, that we can call it the communities of darkness, because still they separate themselves from each other and from the rest of humanity. In such an environment, then we realize our essence needs very little, just physiological and safety need, and the rest we can direct toward creation of Kingdom of God on earth. And therefore we become responsible to create that environment not only for ourselves, but for those who also want to spread the mission, reach out to humanity, create an environment that more people hear these revelation and truth, and therefore they can free themselves also from these bondages that we put on ourselves because we live in this external world and we take this external world as reality and truth and the ultimate goal, which is not. The ultimate goal is to recognize that this external world is a temporary place. The temporary place means it does not stay forever as it is. Even scientists are telling us that everything is created with atom, which is in flux, and it's not solid. There's actually more air in atom than solid material. Therefore, even the educated people and those who have scientific mind can see this temporary state of this creation, and they should also strive for permanency. That permanency is the spirit, is the consciousness and three creative forces, and when they become in balance, it becomes the pure consciousness, and that is what is permanent. When we create communities of light, we provide the physiological and safety need for the members, because as we said, this is a temporary manifestation. Our body is temporary, but it needs energy and upkeeping so it can continue to meditate and progress and realize that there is a greater purpose for life than just physiological and safety need. Physiological and safety needs are necessary. That's why we have to create the ability or character of taking care of it for ourselves and others, but that is not the highest goal. After our physiological and safety need taken care of, then we have to recognize what is the will of God for us in this life and surrender and submit to it, therefore become a surrender one, the will of God. What does God want me to do? What is the pattern? What is He showing to me that I am best and I can help this revelation and God's will to manifest in a greater degree. It's the self-policing and self-realization of who really am I, and now that I am free of all ego identification, now what is God's will for me in that essence that I am in this body? Yes, my essence and God are one, but still I am in this body, I am alive, and how I can be an instrument for God. What is the will of God for me? And when we recognize the will of God for us, it's easy for some people and it is harder for others. God has to prove it to them, what is his will for them. If we recognize what is the will of God for us, the life is going to be easier for ourselves and for others. We know what the will of God is in general, is the eternal divine path. I know what the will of God is for us and for me and for the mission and for the members of it. But they can resist it, of course. The free will is the part of the universe, and that is why the problem started in the beginning, because a part of the universe chose with the free will to go away from the center, and therefore they choose darkness instead of light, and the darkness was upon the deep. But if we are the children of light, then we choose what is God's will for us, not using our free will to choose to go to darkness. Indeed, we choose, or we use our free will to choose the light. Then we choose the light, then indeed we are surrendered and submitted to God. When you are surrendered and submitted to God, when you know you are the essence of God, then for sure you are a universalist. You shatter any narrowness of the mind, because you see all the universe is a part of God, and how could you separate a part from other part? So with this you become an elect. You indeed have a greatest spiritual realization that any human or any being can have. You are a child of God. You are a paravipra. You are a chosen one. Chosen one is not something that our ego says, I'm chosen one, but we do not follow the eternal divine path. Chosen one is the one, indeed, is the eternal divine path. And when we reach to the state of being elect, then we indeed have reached the goal. Timothy asking, Salum Maitreya. Salum Timothy. Question. What is the relationship, similarities between the kingdom of heaven in heaven and the kingdom of heaven on earth and within? The similarity is that God is number one. Of course, the kingdom in heaven, everything is God, and therefore everything is one with God. So everything is number one. But the kingdom of heaven on earth, those who want to bring the kingdom as the hierarchy of beings is explained in Do, the first is God. If you put God first in your life, if you shatter every need and wants and desires that take you away from that focus, then you purify yourself. Then you recognize that you cannot harm your body, because that is the temple of God. When you harm your body, you harm God. When you recognize that God has already sent his prophets and they have laid down the good life and how it can come to everyone and bring peace, you will follow the commandments that God has given. You don't break them. Therefore, you set your life according to God's will and what is holy, and you purify and spiritualize every action you take. God never said, don't do a lot of things that human does. He just said, spiritualize it. Purify it. Make it according to the law. The more people do that, the more beauty of God's commandment will manifest to them, bring discipline to society and boundaries, and they eventually create an environment that there is peace and there are boundaries that everybody knows they should not break. And therefore, there is a society that everybody knows the boundary to live with. And when you break those boundaries, of course, where are you going to stop? It's just going to go on and on and on. And every day, a new boundary will be put down, and the society will be confused where it is going to stop and eventually say, okay, this is the boundary, and that is where we're going to stop. And also, God has created this universe, and He knows what is the best way to live in it and bring a good life, and that is why He sent the prophets, He sent the revelation to tell where those boundaries are, and therefore we can follow them. And in the kingdom of God, of course, those boundaries will be followed because people know it will bring peace and unity in a greater degree between them. It is not that I do whatever I want and I don't care for the rest of humanity or the community or my family. No, God created me for a purpose to become divine, and He put these boundaries for me, and my parents follow those boundaries, therefore I also follow those boundaries. That's why, again, the family is so important. Family with the parents that they are godly, they will follow those boundaries, and their children see those boundaries themselves. They will follow them, and their children, and on and on. Actually, one of the signs of breaking up of a society is when the family breaks up and it no longer follow the desire of God, which is sacrifice, staying in the family, staying together and recognizing God put us together and we have to stay and try as hard as we could not to break it up. Therefore, God created history, and all through history, when such a thing happens, the grace will be taken away and those people will pay for it. Simple. No, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to recognize this. Especially after the revelation, the emphasis has been, look at the history. History is a lesson for humanity. And if they study the history, they can see God has been doing this. This is the law of the universe, and therefore you have to follow the law. Therefore, the kingdom on earth is similar to the kingdom of heaven in the way that God is number one. Therefore, His laws are number one. Of course, in kingdom of heaven, in heaven or pure consciousness, nobody has any body, nobody has any ego, nobody has any separated will from God, unless something goes wrong, as did in the beginning of this creation, and a part of it go to the darkness instead of staying with the will of God, and therefore separation starts. But in this state of creation, we have our own will, we have our own ego, we have body, we have senses, we have desires, we have a lot of pulls from this external world that does not let our consciousness be focused on God all the time. Therefore, this is a bigger struggle. By meditation, creation of the communion of light, by following the eternal divine path, by realizing our essence, we can shatter those desires and pulls of the body by spiritualizing those desires and purifying our life toward that state that those pools no longer are unpurified, but based on the laws of God, we can even satisfy those pools, but not against God's will. So we can recognize God is number one. Creation of the communities is paramount. Shattering all the narrowness of the mind and ego identification is necessary. And little by little, those like-minded people should come together and create the communities of light. Therefore, the similarity is that we have to recognize that God's will should be our will. Because in the kingdom of heaven, in heaven, that is who we are. We and the Father, we and God are one. We have to become the same here on earth. As we resist it, as we do not want to see it, as we have our own will, and we do not let God's will come through, we feel separated. We become judgmental. We can see this mission as the way out. We do not dedicate ourselves to this cause, but we want everybody else to follow our ideas, our way of thinking, our will, not God's will. That's why a manifestation of God is necessary on earth as the focus or focal point, as the will of God. Therefore, all those who submit their will to the overall will of God will not follow their own will, but the will that has been revealed to them through that manifestation, and they also become one and follow God's will. They always compare, this is my will or is this God's will. First of all, they have to recognize that major manifestation, that focal point is indeed from God and sent to them as the focal point, as the will of God. If he's not, they should avoid that person and not accept that will. But if it's proven to you or anybody that indeed he has revealed the will of God to man, then is my will and his will in sync, is the same? Is my will also is to create the communities of light, follow eternal divine path, become an elect, and focus on what is to be done? Or my will is that he should follow what I want him to do according to my will? That is the case, then there will be a conflict, because I will follow the will of God. I don't follow anybody's will but God's will, and God's will says, create the communities of light, call the elect, let the elect come together and become a strong body that we can create the facilitating body, and then facilitating body create the facilitating hierarchy, and the facilitating hierarchy eventually create communities of light, and the eventual manifestation of the hierarchy will come from the communities of light. That is the will of God for me, and therefore my focus is to find these elects, to recognize them, to bring them forward and work with them, and therefore we could eventually manifest God's will on earth, and more people will see the will of God. The will of God is to close your eyes. Worship God in the temple of your body. Worship God in a spirit. And that is meditation. Closing your eyes and going within and recognizing that God indeed is not your ego. It doesn't have any ego identification. It's neither male nor female, either from this country or that country. It's from this gender, from this color. God is colorless. God is formless, invisible, nameless, eternal. He's fine. All this teaching is to shatter your ego and release you to your essence of God. That is why it is the highest revelation ever have come to man. And it's calling man to turn around and be baptized. Every word that is revealed in this mission is the fire word, is a baptism for those who recognize it and want to turn around. Of course, those who don't want to turn around, these words are harsh. It's hard to follow. They have too many things to do. They have lots of things in their life that they are more interested than the Word of God and become what it's required to become. And therefore, they judge these words. They judge the messenger of this word and they go their way. Those who see this word indeed is their salvation, they stay with it, they shatter their narrowness of the mind, they free themselves to God, they become the essence of God, and they come and they become a part of it, and they then can find more people who can hear this truth. Therefore, we are asking people to turn 180 degrees from where they are going. Some people turn 2 degrees, some people turn 5 degrees, some people turn 90 degrees, 160 degrees, but none of them go to God. All of them go in different direction, but that's not where you go to God. The only ones who go to God are the ones that turn 180 degrees, and most people don't want to do that. And they say, oh, no, okay, I just turned 50 degree or something. But you're not going to go when 180 degree goes. So that is when the kingdom comes. Of course, we don't need to have everybody to turn around 180 degree. But those who are elect, those who are chosen, those who have been called, that's what they do. They turn around 180 degree and they want to go to God. And they become my brothers and sisters, and we become co-workers together, and we can manifest God's kingdom on earth. They are indeed the elects. They will focus on the manifestation of God, and therefore they become one with each other because they are all the essence of God, and they recognize that. If there is any tension, if there is any disunity, if there is any ego struggle, then they have to look at themselves even deeper level and say, why this struggle going on? That is not the will of God. The will of God is harmony. The will of God is unity, oneness. The will of God is, if you see the will of God and I see the will of God, we do not struggle. We harmonize our work together, and we can manifest great things. But if I keep my ego and you keep your ego, then we will struggle for sure. And of course, not great thing will manifest through us. Therefore, bring God as the first in your lives and focus on the manifestation. Follow eternal divine path. Therefore, you can manifest great thing and become one with the mission, with what we do. And eventually, we can bring God in every level of human existence, as it explained in Law, as the laws given by great prophets. And we recognize and realize that any other way will bring destruction to man, because that's the goal of the life. The goal of the life is to become divine, return home to the essence. Anything is not manifesting the goal of the life and the essence of this universe will have a hard time, and the universal law is they usually are destroyed, or there's going to be tribulation, there's going to be destruction, there's going to be earthquakes and hurricanes and flood and tsunami and this and that. And that is still the beginning. Because human is very, very set in his or her ways, and they are not going to change by a couple of sad songs or the truth that has been revealed to them for the last 23 years. More they resist God, and the more resist this pattern or way that has been given to come, the stronger all these will become. So that's why humanity have not seen anything yet. Of course, if everybody accept this tonight and come together and create the comings of light tomorrow and bring the kingdom, we don't have to go through it. But from last 23 years that I've been preaching this truth, how many people really have seen this clearly, and how many people really have become elects? What is it that keeps them from not seeing it and coming and joining and surrendering and submitting and becoming elect and work hard or work with God to do that? So I will go and on and preach this to humanity and give the message again and again. No wonder God said many will be called, few will be chosen. They already has been chosen for the last 12,000 years. They have been meditating and they have been progressing, and now it's the time for them to come forward. And that is what all this mission and this preaching and this work and the effort has been put for 23 years are for, to find these elects that they can turn around 180 degrees. So my job easy. Just give the truth and wait for them. Only for those that they go 180 degrees. Not 160, not 150, not 130, not 100. Because you're not going to come to me. If you're 160, you're still going to miss me. 150, 100, going to miss you. 180 degrees, that's where I'm standing. I'm right behind you. The only way you can come to me is to turn around 180 degrees and come to me. Then we are one. If we can find such a people, we can create a beautiful, strong, united body together with no separation or tension or a struggle, but a pure channel or channels for God. Indeed, it is then that we can create the round table. Again, it is the time to gather the knights, the Paraviparas, and bring the kingdom of God on earth. That is how God and the 24 elders around him are in heaven. And the similarity again will be, that is how the eldest with the elders should be on earth. Indeed, that was the idea of the king from the very beginning on earth. King is the one who is connected to God. Indeed, the king is a preacher, a teacher of God. He is in the spirit with God. That because he is connected to God, he can bring the spirit of God to his kingdom and on earth, and therefore can manage the kingdom based on the will of God. This is the kind of the leaders we should choose, and that is the kind of the Paraviparas or elects they should be. If we can create that kind of humanity, that the head of our organization indeed is connected to God, and we can bring those who also are connected to God, then we can create a body that can bring the kingdom of God on earth. And that is actually the same idea as the Khalifa in Islamic tradition and Ummah or the community. Khalifa is the one that is connected to God. Of course, after Prophet Muhammad, Muslims failed to choose the one who is connected to God, they choose who had more money and greater army and bigger political understanding and maneuvering, and therefore the kingdom was lost. That's why in our teaching we say Prophet Muhammad brought the kingdom for a short period of time, but not forever. He didn't bring the kingdom of God on earth. He just bring the kingdom of God to Arabs for a short period of time. But this teaching is aimed at bringing the kingdom of God to earth, at least for 1,000 years, and the golden age after that. So the East had a good idea that the leaders have to be connected to God, and the West had a good idea how to choose them, but a democratic process and testing them and examining them, but not necessarily be connected to God. Again, you can see we unified the East and the West even in that regard. Yes, indeed, there has to be a process of choosing those who are connected to God and eventually choosing a leader from them. But there has to be a process to choose that, he who is connected. So the West shows how to choose the leaders, and the East shows who to choose. And the East and the West indeed have to be connected and come together in order to find a way to choose the correct and the ones who are connected to God. The Catholic Church has the same idea. Bishops and all those fathers and all the whole hierarchy was supposed to create the Pope, which was connected to God. But of course, they became very politicalized and they engaged themselves in running the Europe and engaging themselves in political systems that existed. And eventually they become politicalized themselves. So even Catholics and the Christianity did they manifest the kingdom of God on earth. So, East and West are necessary, because both of them have good ideas, and those good ideas have come from God. Like a two separate side of brain, East and the West have been separated so far, but in this teaching they are one again, and they complement each other. They don't contradict each other. Each of them have some truth that can manifest God's will on earth. We can see how perfect this revelation is and how unifying it is. It unifies everything. The question was, what is the similarity between the kingdom of God in heaven and the kingdom of God on earth? And there are some similarities. There is some truth and reality. The most important is the will of God and our will become one. We bring the will of God to our lives. We bring the will of God to our systems. To bring the will of God in every level of human existence. At this time, at this moment, the will of God is out of everything on earth. And more it is ignored. And you cannot ignore God. That's why he's making it clear that if you go against his will and create an environment that is sinful and is not according to the purification of God, the suffering will come to humanity, and they have to recognize that they are here for a reason, to become divine. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God is everything, but why we don't know that we are a part of God? Because we are an illusion of separation from God, which is ego, and therefore we fall into Maya, this external world, as the truth. We fall to this external world as reality, when even the science is telling us it is not. It is a temporary state. It is not permanent. Why anybody wants to put effort and be attached to something which is temporary and ignore which is permanent? That is where the concept of Maya and illusion of separation from God comes, and we can see how many humans are in that illusion. And they cannot recognize that their goal is to become divine and turn around and return to permanency and not be attached to this temporary state of being. There is a reason this creation has been created. Indeed, this creation is an intelligent creation. There is a creator which intelligently created it. And those who do not see this intelligence, they don't have intelligence themselves, that they are not intelligent. Even if you have the smallest intelligence, you can see there is a creator. There is a difference between intelligence and intellect. It's been explained in our glossary and in the Do, in the teachings. It is good to be intelligent, but not intellectual. Intellectuals don't have the spirit behind their understanding, and their ego is usually so huge that they do not want God. Because if there is God, then they are not God themselves. But intelligent is an intellectual with the spirit, and therefore they can see this creation cannot be just by chance. Because statistically, actually, it is impossible. Everything which has been created on this creation, the way they work, is created with no direction or intelligence behind it. Therefore, an intelligent person sees that easily, but an intellectual ignores it, because the intellectual wants to become God or be God themselves. But if you statistically and scientifically prove it to them that the existence of God is more possible than everything so intelligently created has happened by chance. So we have to create intelligent people, people who see indeed God exists, He has sent prophets, He created history, He created the creation. And He said the goal of the life is to become divine. We are here to understand His will, which is the eternal divine path, to turn around, go back to essence, shatter all narrowness of the mind and ego identification, reach a point that we turn around 180 degrees and become a child of God and a champion of His will. Champion of His will for the whole humanity, which is the eternal divine path, unity of all religion, teach humanity that there is no other revelation on earth that has revealed this much truth. None. There is no other revelation that touched every aspect of human life and unified all religions under one teaching. To teach them that forego their dogmas and ego and religion identifications and see the will of God and the truth, and therefore they can shatter the separation they have created among themselves and recognize and realize they have to share this earth. They have to hear the message of Sangha Chadavam that all come together and share and enjoy the universe together and bring peace and unity and forgo the conflict which arises with not recognizing the will of God for us, and therefore we struggle with each other. If I am one with the will of God and you are one with the will of God, we are one. There is no struggle between us. And it goes with everybody, your friends, your family, your partner. If you all can bring God's will among yourselves, you will not struggle. You say, yes, that is the will of God. That is where we have to live. That's how we have to live. And therefore, we are one. So we can see how putting God as number one is true here on this earth, and it is true in the kingdom in heaven. That is probably the greatest similarity between the two kingdoms. We have to also recognize that and bring that truth to our life. Be grateful that God guided us to this revelation, to so much truth that have come to us. It is a very demanding revelation. It does not accept even 179 degree. It demands 180. It's okay, we can still accept those who are in 179, 160, 100, but they are not the one called the elects. They're not the one will be one with the body of God and manifestation of kingdom on heaven or earth. Guxi is asking how to become a child of God without intellectual knowledge about his plan. That is intelligent. That is not intellect. If you want to know the plan of God, then you are a very intelligent person. We are not opposed to intellect. We are opposed to intellect without a spirit. As I said, intellect with a spirit is intelligence. And what you are asking, how to become a child of God without intellectual knowledge about his plan, is you had the spirit of God or realization that an intelligence is behind this universe, and therefore you're an intelligent person. The intellectual that we're talking about are those who put God out, the creator out, and they say there is no creator. Everything has been created by chance. The moment you are an intellectual that recognizes that an intelligent being is behind this creation, then you are intelligent. And indeed, we are looking for intelligent people, those who intellectually can see indeed there is a God or creator in this universe. Therefore, become intelligent and prove it to intellectual that according to statistical truth, having a creator is more plausible than everything so perfectly and intelligently put together happened by chance. It's impossible for this creation doesn't have an intelligent designer behind it. So it's okay being an intellectual, but you are an intellectual that you're opposing God in every turn because you're afraid if you accept God, you're not God anymore, then that is an obstacle in the way of understanding the reason for this creation. Of course, even intellectual becoming closer and closer to recognizing there is a unified base in everything in this creation, and they have come to a new theories that teaches them there has to be a intelligent, whatever you want to call it, or intelligence behind this creation. So the intellectual even reaching a point, not completely going beyond it, but reaching to a point that they recognize this is more than they can just intellectually explain it. And also we don't want everybody go beyond that point. If everybody goes beyond that point, then we don't have any scientists. All become mystic and all sit there, meditate, and they do not strive to scientifically explain and experiment with what is in this universe. So we need both of them. But those who recognize there is an intelligence behind this creation, there is a plan that God has for it, they're intelligent people. Of course, there are those who just love God and intelligently don't want even know why here is God. They are devotional, they are bhakti yogis. They cannot explain why God exists to a scientist. They just stamp their foot down and say, yet God exists because I know, because it is in my heart, because in my intuition I know God exists. Great, we need them too. But intelligent people can explain to an intellectual why God and the possibility of his existence is greater than everything have created or evolved by chance. I see our time is up. I don't see any other questions. Again, this room is for bringing this revelation to humanity and explaining to them that indeed every level of human existence has been covered, all answers are being given, and now the call is for the elect to come and return to us, and we come together as one and start implementing this revelation. The time of explanation is gone and finished. Of course, we will explain as the questions are also brought up. The only thing is to see who comes to this room or to our other rooms and come and join us and recognize that indeed this is the highest and greatest revelation ever came to humanity, and they can come and join and start creating the body of the elects. Preach this, reach out to humanity, let all know that the religion is a part of this greater truth, that the East and the West has been unified, the playing field has been flattened, and our humanity now have received the grace equally, and those who are greater in humility and doing the God's will are the greatest in His eyes. Salam, everybody.